Okay, let's begin. Today I want to learn with you, discuss the topic of Rosh Chodesh Cheshvan. What is the month of Cheshvan all about?
Mar Cheshvan.
So Mar Cheshvan, that's an appendage. That's not the real the real name is Cheshvan. Cheshvan. But when we announce the month, we call it Rosh Chodesh Mar Cheshvan. Mar means bitter. It's a bitter month. That's a very powerful symbol. Yeah.
Somebody told me in old Greek or something.
Yeah.
Mar means eight.
Eight.
So you have from Nisan to Cheshvan is eight months.
Ooh, very nice. Mar means from Nisan.
It's
the eighth month. I never heard that before.
I asked a guy who knows Greek. You know what eight?
That's what he says. He says it's the eighth. Cheshvan is the eighth month of the year. Okay, so let's discuss this. So one reason why it's called Mar Cheshvan, the simple reason, the most common reason, is because there are no Chagim. Right? Let's go through all the months. Now the question, I mentioned this to someone, so he said to me, what are you talking about? It doesn't make any sense. What about Chodesh Av? You have Tisha B'Av. Oh, that's not Mar. That's not a bitter holiday. What? So the simple answer is Tu B'Av. We're not talking about Tisha. We're talking about Tu B'Av. Okay. So then he says, "What about Elul? Why is Elul called a festival? Think of what festival do you have in Elul. What's the festival of Elul?" So it's a good question. So the answer simply is because it's a lead into the Yomim Noirahim. Ani Lidodi Vidodi Li, we blow shofar. It's a hachon, a whole month where we prepare ourselves to for we say Ladovid Hashem Oiri. We prepare ourselves for the Yom Noirahim. So it's not bitter. You cannot say, you want to take me to. You know, we were concerned about you. How come you have not been here a couple of days?
We were concerned.
Oh, because I hurt my foot.
You can walk up.
Yes, we do.
Yes,
we have a doctor.
Please.
We have two.
We also have a veterinarian.
And no dentist.
Close enough.
We need a gastroenterologist.
Are we getting room service? I mean, this is the room.
Better shut off the machine.
This is, are we able to send that?
No one listens to these machines anyway. I have to worry. Okay. So we have here this what about else? Elul, okay, we could simply say that it's leading to Chodesh Tishrei. What about Tammuz? Tammuz, Shavuos v'Tammuz. It's not a happy holiday, right? So what festival do we have in Chodesh Tammuz? So the answer ultimately is that, like as Mr. Blatter said, is that these holidays will one day be transformed into days of joy. It's a pasuk in, that the yom, the tzoim ha-chamivi, tzoim ha-chamishi, the tzoim ha-asiri, these Thursdays will one day be l'sosoin u'l'simcha. So it's viewed, it's a pasuk in Navi, that these festivals will one day be transformed into joyous occasions. Therefore, that's why we view it to be festive al-shem ha-osid. Mashiach is born on Tisha B'Av. One day be a festival. But Chodesh Cheshvan, we have no record of it turning into a holiday. There's no pasuk in Navi that tells us that Chodesh Cheshvan will turn one day into a festival. So there are no festivals in the past. There are no festivals that we know about in the future. Therefore, it's bitter. And that's why it's called Mar Cheshvan. It is bitter. That is a very popular reason why it's called bitter. Now, it's not a perfect, because the truth is there is a tradition that the Bayis Shlishi will be inaugurated on Chodesh Cheshvan. So just like Tisha B'Av will turn into a festival, there is some tradition, you have to search in the Midrashim, that Cheshvan will also one day turn into a festival when we will rejoice in the inauguration of the Bayis Shlishi. Alright, but that's not explicit, so it's not a pasuk in Navi, so we don't have to necessarily focus on that. But there's another reason, another very good reason why it's called Bitter Cheshvan. Because this was the month when Yeravam ben Nevat divided the Malchus. We know that David HaMelech, we're learning in Sefer Devarim by the Malchus of David. David, after David came Shlomo HaMelech. The Malchus of David reached its peak in the time of Shlomo HaMelech. And after Shlomo died, there was a fallout. There was Rechavam. And Rechavam was Melech, and Rechavam wanted to issue levy taxes, and people were not so happy with his leadership. And what did they do? A person by the name of Yerim ben Nevat rebelled. And he was successful in his rebellion. He took with him 10 Shlotim. 10 tribes succeeded from the nation. They removed themselves from Klal Yisrael. They made their own Malchus. Malchus Yisrael versus Malchus of Yehuda. This took place in Chodesh Cheshvan, Machloikas. Not only that, he was afraid that everyone would come to Oil Regal on Sukkot, so he made his own festival. He made a new Yom Tov called Sukkot, a new Sukkot on the 15th day of Cheshvan. That when, instead of celebrating Sukkot on the 15th day of Tishrei, everyone in his nation, in his new nation, shall celebrate Sukkot on the 15th day of Cheshvan. He built a Beis HaMikdash in Don and Be'er Sheva, and everyone went there instead of going to the Beis HaMikdash in Yerushalayim. This was a bitter, bitter mistake. A bitter reality, a bitter division in Klal Yisrael, which led to wars, which led to tsaros and churban and terrible, terrible things. And that is why we called Cheshvan Mar Cheshvan, to remember the tragedy of the division in Klal Yisrael through Yerovam ben Nevat. Okay, that is another popular reason why it's called Mar Cheshvan. Now, let me give you another reason before I forget. There's another expression, it's a beautiful idea, that Mar Cheshvan is appended to Cheshvan so that the word is Roshei Tevos, is a composite of Mirachashon Sif Vosei. Memresh is Mirach means to Mirachashon Cheshvan, Mirachashvan Sif Vosei, Cheshvan, Mirachashvan. I cannot be pronouncing it correctly. But what it basically means in Hebrew is murmuring. The lips, Mar Cheshvan, is a short form for the word murmuring. The lips are murmuring. What does it mean the lips are murmuring in reference to the Kodesh of Cheshvan? When you go to a concert and you leave, your lips and your mind are still playing the music. You're still on your lips, your lips are murmuring, you're singing the songs. You're humming. You hear people humming the whole day, the melody that they heard at this beautiful orchestra, this concert. The entire month of Cheshvan, it's still fresh in our minds, the experience, the uplifting experience of the Yomim Noirohim and Sukkot, the Yerech Rasanim. Our lips are still murmuring with the melodies and of the Yomim Noirohim and Sukkot. It's fresh in our minds. That's why it's called, we append the letters Memresh to make Cheshvan into Mirachashvan, to refer to the word of murmuring, to reflect that it's fresh in our minds, the experience of the Yomim Noiram. That is a very beautiful idea. So in total we have three reasons why it's called Mar Cheshvan. It's bitter because there are no festivals. It's bitter because of the division in Klal Yisrael. Or it's just a word which means our lips murmur the beautiful experience and melodies from the Yomim Noiram. Let's go to another idea. We know the Bnei Yisrael. Everything I'm quoting for you, most of what I'm quoting from you is from the Sefer called The Wisdom in the Hebrew Months by Tzvi Reisman. It's a translation. Tzvi Reisman is an Israeli, if I'm not mistaken. He wrote a Sefer in Hebrew, and someone came along and translated this into a beautiful book, an art scroll. This is published by Art Scroll. And this book is a gem. Okay, I don't say that lightly. I'm not a big bucky in anything. I'm not a big collector of Sfarim. I don't have that many Sfarim. But this has been published about a year ago, 2 years ago. It really is a gem of a Sefer. It's one of a kind. It goes through Tzvi Reisman. Not related to the famous Rabbi Yisrael Reisman. I think he lives in Eretz Yisrael. If I'm not mistaken, he's a businessman. He's not a Rosh Yeshiva, if not mistaken. They did in the Jewish Action a while ago. They had a whole write up, a magazine devoted to ordinary people who write Sfarim, businessmen who write Sfarim. You know, we are and live in the society where you have to be Rosh Shiva. It used to be only if you're the Gadol Hadar, are you Zoicha to publish a Sefer with your Chidushim, or you're Rav, and you have Chidushim, Piskei Halacha. So they had a write-up, a very fascinating article, where they selected ordinary people who are not Klei Kodesh, not in positions of Rabbonis, of Chinuch, who have published incredible Svarim that many derived great benefit, and Tzvi Reisen was featured in this article. As far as I know, he's not a Rosh Yeshiva or a Rav. He's a very successful businessman, and he published this safe many Svarim in Hebrew, and this was translated into English. Now, I'm telling you, it is a gem. And what I'm most going to tell you over here is pretty much from the Sefer. We discuss this every month. I try to go to the Sefer and draw from this to present some of the ideas relating to the coming month. Rosh Chodesh, you all know, is tomorrow, Friday, and Shabbos. 2 days. So, right, tomorrow is Rosh Chodesh, so that's the last way we're trying to get into this. And there's a B'nai Yitzchak, the whole B'nai Yitzchak, the whole Sefer is built upon along with the template that each month corresponds to one of the 12 Shvatim. There are 12 tribes, and there are 12 months. So each month corresponds to one of the Shvatim. I assume his source is Zohar, or some Kabbalistic, mystical source. And he has very, very major developments explaining how the events of the month relate to that particular member of the Shvatim. What does the month of Chodesh Cheshvan, to whom does it correspond? The answer is Menashe. Chodesh Tishrei is Ephraim, and Chodesh Mar Cheshvan is Menashe. So the big question is, what does Menashe have to do with Chodesh Cheshvan? What does Ephraim have to do with Chodesh Tishrei? What is going on here? The eighth was Menashe, so it's the eighth month. It could be that's the basic. Very good. So he's saying that it follows the order of the Nesim on the day when they brought their Kabanos. Ephraim was seven, Menashe was eight, and that's why Menashe is the eighth month. Marachesh. Excellent. Okay, beautiful idea. Let me present you what he says here in this section of the Sefer. By the way, this Sefer is divided into two parts. There is the down to earth part, and then there's the Kabbalistic part. It's very unusual for article to publish a Sefer on Kabbalah, but that's really what they did over here. They published a Kabbalah Sefer in the back. Part two is the Kabbalah Sefer, where you take Hashem's name, Yudke Vavke, and you can arrange it in 12 different ways. And the letters Yudke Vavke, when you arrange in 12 different ways, correspond to each one of the 12 months, which we'll discuss in a few moments later on. But let's now first discuss this idea of Mar Cheshvan. What does Mar Cheshvan have to do with Menashe? So to answer this question, we have to present a very powerful Yisod. If you only walk away with this today, it was Kedai. What is this Yisod? The first time that something appears in the Torah or in time is very significant. Right? That's like all the Mepharshim, for the first time a word appears in the Torah, a letter, that defines the essence of that word, the essence of that letter. When is the first time in the year when we celebrate Rosh Chodesh? So what are you going to tell me? We celebrate it. Well, we have to first also take a step back. There are two ways to calculate to the months. Either Nisan or Tishrei. That's 100% true. But let's for the moment, okay, just for this slice in time, let's just make believe that we're going to start the year from Tishrei. Okay, there. I am Panim Latara. So the year begins with Tishrei. Let me ask you a question. On Chodesh Tishrei, did we celebrate Rosh Chodesh?
No, we downloaded
it. We really ignored it. There's a Shita Rabbeinu Meshulam in Tosfos that says that on Rosh Hashanah, you should not even mention in the Musaf the Karbonos of Rosh Chodesh. Ad kidei kach. Rosh Chodesh is such a non-event. Rosh Hashanah, you know, Rosh Hashanah is Rosh Chodesh. Let's not forget about that. If it wasn't Rosh Hashanah, where would you be on Rosh Hashanah? You would be in shul, davening 15 minutes earlier, because it's Rosh Chodesh, you got to get to work, you got to miss the train, so you got to daven 15 minutes earlier. You'd be saying Chatzihalal. Oh, but it's Rosh Hashanah. So Rosh Hashanah, we're not going to say halal, because on the Yom HaDin you don't say halal. Yep. Right, so we do it. We don't paskin like Rabbeinu Meshulam. We indeed inject into the Nusach HaTfilah a very, very simple, teeny reference that today is Rosh Chodesh, and we bring special korbanos. But we don't lane. It's the only Rosh Chodesh. Think about that. It's the only Rosh Chodesh where we don't lane the Kriyas HaTorah with Rosh Chod Sheichem. This coming Shabbos, we have two Sefer Torah, and we're going to lane of Rosh Chod Sheichem, Takrivu Hashem. Right, we do lane, and so, but this, so it's very interesting. We don't do that on Rosh Hashanah. And according to Rabbeinu Meshulam, we don't even mention in the davening that it's Rosh Chodesh. We don't pass like Rabbeinu Meshulam. We do mention very quickly that today is that you bring a special musaf in honor of Rosh Chodesh. Okay, but we don't say Hallel, and there's really no mention of Rosh Chodesh in the Nusach HaTfilah besides that. Why? Why is that so? That's because it's Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah, for some reason, we don't give it the attention that it deserves. We'll explain in a few moments why not. We'll come to that in a moment. So my point I want to make at this moment is, when then is the first time that we celebrate Rosh Chodesh in the year Cheshvan? That's an amazing insight. That means tomorrow, and on Shabbos, is the first time this year we are going to celebrate Rosh Chodesh. It's the first time. We didn't do it until now because the year began on Rosh Hashanah. We ignored it by Kesliyim Chagenu. It was a non-event. And now we're going to celebrate. Okay. What is the significance of celebrating Rosh Chodesh? So let me tell you. He presents here an idea from Rav Soloveitchik, the Rav. Rav Yosef Dov Soloveitchik, Yeshiva Soloveitchik. And he explains this idea. What is Rosh Chodesh? Rosh Chodesh is a dichotomy. There are many contradictions in Rosh Hashanah. On the one hand, it's Yom Tov. We say Hallel. We have a special Musach HaTzila. We say Yalav Yavo. If you forget Yalav Yavo, you have to repeat the Shemon Esrei. But on the other hand, there's no Chiv of Simcha. There's no Isser Malacha for men. You go about your business in a regular way. You don't do anything special. But yet it's Yom Tov. The Nusach HaTzilas is a Musaf and Karbanos in the Beis HaMikdash. There was Shira, there's Simcha, there's Hallel. The answer is, the essence of Rosh Chodesh is the ability to be holy, to be on a very high, exalted level, but to hide your holiness. But on the outside, the panemius should be infused with an extra dosage of spirituality, but the outside, the chitzonio, should appear to be ordinary, Olam Kimin Hagoy Nog. Unlike Shabbos, unlike Yom Tov, where the spirituality of the day is so intense and so powerful, it bursts forth and completely transforms the outer appearance of your personality, of your person, of the entire day. Shabbos is holy. So it's so holy, not only is the Panemius, is the Kedushas Hayom holy, everything on the Chitzonios is holy. You dress in Big Day Shabbos, you Naladu Malacha, you have a Seuda, you walk in the street, the whole world is singing Shabbos. Yom Tov is the same thing. Rosh Chodesh, the Panemius is Kodosh, Kodosh, Kodosh. But on the outside, everything is ordinary. It's a Yom Chol. You go to work, you do what you need to do. To some degree, that's a very high level. It's a very complex level of sanctity where you're able to hide in yourself Kedusha, but yet on the outside appear to be normal. Who from all of the Ishei HaTanach excelled in this medium more than anyone else? In this idea, what Rav Soloveitchik calls, this beautiful term, I'm not trying to remember this term, the Ish Rosh Chodesh, the Rosh Chodesh man, the lonely man of faith. He has a new term, the Ish Rosh Chodesh. Who in Tanakh would you call the Ish Rosh Chodesh? So he answers, it's Yosef HaTzadik. Yosef HaTzadik was infused with Kedusha from Yaakov Avinu, but yet Yosef was the Mishnah Lamelech. He ran Egypt. He was the king of Egypt, Kemah, the Mishnah Lamelech. He ruled. Everyone came to Yosef. He's just an ordinary person. He's the leader of Egypt. But Yosef is Yosef at Tzadik. Underneath the disguise of being the viceroy of Egypt is an extremely holy person who has preserved the Mesorah of his father Yaakov Avinu. Okay, so this is what he calls the Ish Rosh Chodesh. Who is the heir apparent to Yosef? So what would you suggest? We know that Chazal tell us they had two sons, Ephraim and Menashe. Ephraim was Kula Torah. Ephraim was Isaac and Torah Yom V'Layla. And Menashe was basically following in the same derech as his father. He was Isaac in worldly affairs. He was at his side, he was his assistant. And we could assume that he wasn't just also involved in worldly affairs. He was Talmud Chacham Menashe. So Menashe, Ephraim was in Kolel. Ephraim was 100% Torah V'Aveda. He was the Kolel man. Menashe, he wasn't just a businessman. Menashe was the protege of Yosef. He was Isaac in worldly affairs, but was carrying the Mesorah, the Kedusha of Yosef, which in turn carried it from Yaakov. So therefore, what Rav Soloveitchik says is that the Ish Rosh Chodesh, a person that captures within their essence this concept called Ish Rosh Chodesh, is none other than Yosef, going further to Menashe. And that is why, we take this idea. Now we can match this up to Tishrei and Cheshvan. It's very beautiful what he says. Tishrei, what do we do on Tishrei? Is a month that we are 100% devoted to Hashem. Tishrei is the month of Ephraim, because Tishrei we have Rosh Hashanah, and then we have Aseres Yimei Teshuva, and then we have Yom Kippur, and then we have Sukkos. What are we doing on the month of Tishrei? The Kedusha is so intense, it overflows and affects the entire world. It affects our entire persona, the entire environment. It is Ephraim. It is pure Kedusha on the inside, on the outside. Then Chodesh Tishrei comes to an end and we begin Chodesh Cheshvan. Chodesh Cheshvan is the first time we celebrate Rosh Chodesh. What is Rosh Chodesh? Rosh Chodesh is where the Kedusha is hidden inside, and on the outside everything appears to be normal, to be worldly. Chodesh Cheshvan Bidafka does not have any holidays. Look at that idea. There's no holiday. It's not like all of the other Chodeshim of the year where you always find some holiday. When you have a holiday in the year, a holiday is an external manifestation of Kedusha. Cheshvan has no external manifestation of Kedusha, but it has the Pnimius of Kedusha. And it's the first time, and that idea is expressed in the fact that Cheshvan is the very first time when we celebrate Rosh Chodesh. Because the essence of Rosh Chodesh is the Pnimius, is Molei Kedusha, and the Chitzonius appears to be without Kedusha. But it's just the facade, it's just a disguise. The outside is worldly matters, but the Pnimius is Molei Kedusha. That is the essence of the entire Chodesh Cheshvan, and that is why the entire Chodesh Cheshvan is the first month which is celebrated as Rosh Chodesh, and that is why Cheshvan corresponds perfectly to Menashe, because this was the essence of Menashe, Chitzonius on the outside of Chol, and the Pnimius of Kedusha, coming after Ephraim, who is Kula Ruchnius, inside and outside. So Tishrei is Ephraim, Cheshvan is Menashe. Menashe is the Ish Rosh Chodesh. Cheshvan is the month that we first time we celebrate Rosh Chodesh, and it is a month that is pure Rosh Chodesh, because B'davko, there are no holidays in Cheshvan, which allow us to have the full experience of appearing on the outside to be worldly, imbued with an inner Pnimius of Kedusha on the inside. Okay, so this is one idea. Now let's take this idea a little bit further. This is part Soloveitchik, part Soloveitchik, part Tzvi Weizmann. No. Going further is not Rav Soloveitchik. Going further is more of Tzvi Weizmann. It's more of Tzvi Weizmann. So this is one basic approach to understand the Yom Tov. Now let's go a step further.
You're going to a new idea now?
New idea, but it's not really new. Before I go to the new idea, there's one part I left out that was bothering me. One part I left out, and this idea comes from, I believe, I don't know if this is from Rav Soloveitchik, I think it's from Rav Soloveitchik, this idea. And part of Sri Reisman. We know that that when Yaakov came to give the brachos, Sikel es yadav, what did he do? He reversed his hands. The right is more chashuv, and Yaakov wanted Yaakov to rest his right hand on Ephraim. It makes logical sense because Ephraim is kula Torah. He wanted him to rest his right hand on Menashe. Because Menashe is the older one, and Menashe was the protege of Yosef. This is what he captured. He was able to bring the ball. He was the Ish Rosh Chodesh. This is what Yosef wanted. But what did Yaakov do? Yaakov said, "No, I'm putting my right hand on Ephraim, on the younger. Who Yigdal, he will be greater." And the left hand will go on Menashe. So what is a very obvious question which all the commentators ask? And that is, why did he switch his hands? Why wouldn't it be the proper thing to reposition them? He should put Menashe on the left and Ephraim on the right, and then he could extend his hands out forward. So the answer given by Rav Soloveitchik, by Rav Tzvi Reisman, the way he explains it is very simple, because the truth is, Yosef was right. That Menashe, to some degree, is greater than Ephraim. The ability to disguise your spirituality behind a barrier of Chitzonius is in many respects greater than Kula Kedusha, because we are put in this world, we are put in the mundane world to sanctify the mundane world. It's not just to be an outer manifestation of Kedusha. There's a purpose of filling up the Kedusha in the hidden world of Teva. And therefore, he specifically, Bedavka, did not change their location because he wanted Menashe to stand on the right. They are Tzvedinim. There's where you stand and which hand you get. Each one has the Mila. By standing on the right, that indicates you are more Chashuv. Where you stand, what you do is more Chashuv. However, Baracha has to be given to the person that's Kula Torah. Because the way he explains it, you can explain this in many different ways, but the way he explains this is, we learned the Kisra Shel Arach, is that the average person cannot excel in the Midah of Yosef and Menashe. It's a very, very difficult thing to do, to be a Madrega where you can be 100% Kadosh, and on the outside appear to be a regular, ordinary, mundane person and go about your daily affairs. The average person is very much affected by the environment. If you make believe that you're an ordinary person and you work among Goyim and you deal with Goyim all the time, what's going to happen? Their influence is going to rub off on you, and your pnimius, your inner core, is no longer going to be as pure as it was before. Who is able to go out into the world and live a life of Torah? Okay, all these different dangerous terms, Torah in their cheretz, Torah, Mada, I don't even know all these different nuances of expression. The way he explains this, from Rav Soloveitchik, are yechidim. It's not for the faint of heart. The average person cannot succeed in going out into the world and living a worldly life and expect to be 100% kadosh underneath. Yechidim can do this. Therefore, when Yaakov Avinu gives the bracha, the right hand is going to Ephraim. Because the average person needs to devote himself 100% to Torah. He has to live in isolation, the ghetto life. To exclude yourself from the influences of the world and live a life of pure Kedusha. Yechidim, special people like Yosef and Menashe, are able to excel at both. So Yosef and Menashe, they're going to stand on the right. Because standing on the right is more choshev. That is a very high madrega. But it's not for everyone. It's for yechidim. And therefore, stand on the right to indicate this is an ideal, this is a milah, but I have no choice but to extend my right hand to the left and rest it upon Ephraim, because the average person relates more to Ephraim and requires himself to distance and to shelter himself to some degree. Every person obviously is different, to some degree from the influences of society, because it could have a very negative effect on his very delicate and sensitive neshama. Okay, that's the very interesting idea, how he explains the relation between Ephraim and Menashe. Tishrei and Cheshvan, there are two different things. Yitzimich Lakim Ki Ephraim Yochav Menashe. Every person has within himself a little bit of both. You have a little bit of yitzav that you have to be pure, you have to shelter, you have to express on the outside. But every person, their madrigal, also has to realize you live in a world where you have to participate, in a world of chitzonius, and you have to preserve your sanctity underneath an external facade of chitzonius. Now let's go to a new idea. When we come to Cheshvan, now this we mentioned, we once discussed this. There are many arrangements of Hashem's name. Hashem's name is spelled Yud Kei Vav Kei, correct? Yud Kei Vav Kei. How many different ways can you arrange the letters Yud Kei Vav Kei? The truth is 24. You can take, if you have four letters, A B C D. You can arrange A B C D four letters in 24 different ways. However, we get lucky because two of the letters are the same. So the two of the letters that reduces the variations to 12 by half. So how many variations can you spell Hashem's name? 12 variations. So this is Kabbalah, and it's an art school. You believe the art school, this is not their style. It's not their style, but they have a whole section to develop. They even have a chart. And in fact, you're supposed to say this. You have a good sitter when you daven tomorrow, Rosh Chodesh. Look in your sitter. You're supposed to look at it. Where? At what part of davening? Where in the davening? By Musaf. So you look at a good sitter where some part of the Musaf, it shows he's supposed to think Hashem's name at a certain point in time, and he's supposed to relate. Now you can rearrange in 12 different ways. So when you rearrange Hashem's name in the 12 different combinations, when you rearrange it for Chodesh Cheshvan according to the Mekubalim, what is the arrangement? The answer is Vav, Hey, Hey, Yud. That's how the arrangement works out. That's how the permutation works out for this month. Tomorrow, when you daven Yishmon Esrei, when you come, some of the good Siddurim, it shows you what to have Kavana. I don't do this. I don't think Mold. I think, which Siddur? In an article Siddur, you're not going to have this.
No, but you have it, the
Kol Yaakov Siddur. In the Kol Yaakov Siddur?
Also, yeah. Yeah.
Where?
Yeah.
Oh wow, look at this. Don't forget to say tomorrow the Chaparas Pasha. Okay, Kivi Amcha Yisrael Bochar to Mikol Humos, Luchuge Roshe Chodoshim Lem Kavod, Baruch Ata. I get a lot of this. Okay? This is pretty standard. I grew up with the old Kol Yaakov Siddur. I used to daven for many years. This is the Kol Yaakov HaChodesh. I used the Hayosha. I used the old one. And it says, Baruch Ato Hashem. There's a little star. And on the bottom it says, Yodua. Okay, look what he writes over here. It's Serufe Yud Beis Chodshei Hashana. Yodu Misbar Misefer Bnei Yisoskar. Mamori Chodesh Nisan Maim Alf. Yodua. It's well known, Mikisve Maran, Harizal, Ashabuchol, Rosh Chodesh, Shich Lechavin, Bemusaf, Bissima Brocha, Hoem Tsois, Tsiruf Havaya, it's Hashem's name, Hasheletes, that rules the Oiso Chodesh, Hachodesh. Uze Pirashnu, Meshomar, Rabbeinu Zechon Levrach, Bemnei Mayit, Shabbespal, Bemnei Sheinim, Yoydim, Lespal, they don't know how to daven. You know why they daven? They don't answer? They don't know how to daven. Why do they don't know how to daven? They don't know how to be mechaven Hashem's name. Now, okay, we don't do this. I don't think we will do this. Shem Shemar. He goes through the whole thing, and on the bottom he has all the various permutations of Hashem's name. And if you look at Chodesh Tammuz, it says, there are two different ways to make the calculations. So don't get confused, but according to the calculation of Chodesh Tammuz, it is not Tammuz, Chodesh Cheshvan, Vav Hey Hey Yud. That's one way. There's another variation, another way, but we follow Vav Hey Hey Yud. And then what he does here so beautifully over here is this: the Bnei Yisachar didn't have a computer, they had a computer mind. He searched Tanakh and he found a pasuk or a series of psukim where the beginning of the letter or the end of the letter of four consecutive words spells out that form of Hashem's name. Now some of them are very easy. Yudkei Vavkei is Yismichu Hashemayim V'Sogel Aretz. That's like very easy. That's a very popular, a lot of Jewish. That's the Yudkei Vavkei. But the other ones, some of them are very bizarre. And because they're bizarre, many people like me are like, what? You couldn't do better than that? Like, what in the world is going on? And what does it mean? And not only me, a lot of people, what? And they, but B'nai Yisachar says, this is it. Go figure it out. There's a lot of depth in what this is all about. And shockingly, you know what the pasuk is? It's not even a pasuk. It's the last word of one pasuk, and the first three words of the next pasuk, and the words are udvash, honey. Okay, think of the word mar. Mar cheshvan, bitter. What's the opposite of bitterness? Sweetness. What's the ultimate sweet thing in the world? Honey. Interesting. Okay, we'll get to that in a moment. Udvash. Hayoim hazeh Hashem. What? What's that all about? So let me read you the whole pasuk to get an idea. Pasuk is in Parshas Ki Seitze, Kisavo, Hashkifa Kisavo, Hashkifa Mimoin Kach. So because it begins. Look to Amam Kach Shomin Hashemayim, Uvorich Es Amacha Es Yisrael, the Esu Adama, Asher Nasat Lano, Yitzin Hashem to bless us. Kasher Nishpat Lava Seinu, I'll give you Eretz Zavas Cholov, Udevosh. Like I promised to give you a land that flows with milk and honey. End of the Pasuk. Next Pasuk. Pasuk says, Hayoim Hazeh, on this day, Hashem Elokecha Mitzavcha commands you lasois, Esachukim or Elashes and Shpotim, Vishamarta Vyasisa, Isam, Becholovovcha, Bechol Navshecha. You shall see to it to do it, Becholovcha, Bechol Navshecha. So before we go any further, let me just tell you a simple pshat. So what's the connection? Why is Chodesh Cheshvan this sim? So the answer is because Chodesh Cheshvan is the follow up from the Yamim Noirayim. The Yamim Noirayim, if you want to summarize, what have we done during the Yamim Noirayim? So what B'nai Yisachar is telling us is, you can summarize the last 30 days, or for that matter, the last 70 days, the whole Chodesh Elul, plus the last 60 days, Chodesh Elul, Chodesh Tishrei, we are asking Hashem, Ribbono Shel Olam, have rachmanis on us. Hashkifa, mim'oin kodshcha min ha-shamayim. Uvorech es amcha Yisrael v'yesu adam asher nasat olanu kasher nishpat lavaseinu eretz zavas chol v'dvash. That is the essence of Chodesh Tishrei. We're asking Hashem to bless us. And now we come to Chodesh Cheshvan, a new zman, a mundane period of time. What is our goal in the following year? Our goal is to do Hashem's mitzvos. Hayoim hazeh Hashem lokech mitzavcha la'asoyis esachukim mi'ha'ilu v'yasem shpotim v'shamarta v'yosis v'yosam b'chol levav v'chol nafshecha. The new year begins, and our mission, our goal, our directive is to be observant in the Torah, to follow Hashem's mitzvos. What is the month of Cheshvan? Is the transition from the Yomim Noirayim into the rest of the year. It's the last word of the Pasuk of Hashkifa, Udvash, into the next Pasuk of the coming year of Hayoim Hazeh Hashem Lokech Mitzavcha La'aseh Tzachim O'ilah Mishpatim O'ilah. It's the transition, and that's why the Simen for Chodesh Cheshvan are the four letters which bridge these two Pasukim. Pasuk number one is Tishrei, Pasuk number two is Cheshvan. It's the bridge. That's exactly what's happening on Rosh Chodesh. It's a very good idea. It's a very powerful idea which brings together these 2 months. And now you understand why it's called Mar Cheshvan. Because unfortunately, we failed. Because the goal is Udvash Vishamarta. Udvash Hayom. The goal is, by this time in our existence, in the history of the world, Mashiach should have come. Mashiach should have come, we should have brought the ultimate geula. And that's the same, udvash, honey, and hayoyim azash and lechem tzam chalasos. Unfortunately, we've come to a new year, Mashiach has not come, and we're still in Golos, and we have not bridged that gap. It's not sweet. And it's a euphemism for, when we say mar, we're saying it should have been dvash. But unfortunately, we have failed. And that's why it's smart. Okay, I'm not taking that, but I just want to go to, now with that idea in mind. That idea in mind, let me just to to finish up this idea, how he presents it over here. What is Rosh Chodesh? This is really a different idea. It's a little going off on a tangent. This idea is as follows. We'll try to tie it into the other idea in a moment. But let's just make believe we're taking a break for a moment and breaking away very quickly to a new idea. In this section, he explains that the essence of the celebration of Rosh Chodesh is Odom Lachavero, relative to Odom Lamakom. Why? Why do we bring carbon on Rosh Chodesh? Because Hashem was Memayet, He diminished the moon. Why did Hashem diminish the moon? Originally, it was Shnei Hamoris Hagadolim, Esam Or Hagadolim, Mshelas Hayom, and all of a sudden, from the Shnei Hamoris Hagadolim, we have Hamor Hakaton. What happened? Because the moon complained. Ein Shnei Melachim Meshamshim Mekeser Echad. So Hashem said to the moon, "You're Balgaiva. You want to also be the Melech. You're complaining. Lechi Memati Es Atzmei. Humble yourself. We have two servants." A Shemesh is a servant, a Shamash, and the Yerech, the moon. And there's a scuffle, there's some type of
clash
between them. And the ultimate, the Musar is, L'chi m'mati, humble yourself. When you have two servants, there's a conflict, the goal is you have to humble yourself. The celebration of Rosh Chodesh, the observance of Rosh Chodesh, always reminds us that when there's two people, there's a conflict of interest between two people, Ein Shnei Melachim, Meshamshim Mekeser Echad, the solution is, Bein Odom Lachavero, L'chi Mima'ati Es Atzmei, humble yourself. That in a nutshell, he develops a lot more, I'm not going to go through that out of time, but in a nutshell, that's really what he says here. The essence of the celebration of Rosh Chodesh is the ultimate concept in the relationship of one man with another. Success in human relationships only comes from humility. We can learn from the story of the two servants before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. One complained, Ein Shnei Melachim Meshamshim Mekeser Echad, and the result was, you want to get along with your friend? L'chi Mati Es Atzmeich. That is Rosh Chodesh. The first time we celebrate Rosh Chodesh is Cheshvan. That's Cheshvan. So what is Cheshvan? It's all about Adam Lachaveroi. What is Tishrei all about? Adam Lamakom.
Yeah.
Yom Le'Ram. It's all between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rosh Hashanah for sure. It's the day we create, Hashem created us. Yom Kippur, Kapar before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Sukkis, Anani HaKavah. The Shechin is hovering over us. Simchas Torah. Hashem says, just me and you. Forget about the Goyim, just me and you. The Chodesh Elul is all about, or Tishrei is all about Adam Lamakom. Chodesh Cheshvan is the first time we celebrate Rosh Chodesh. The essence of Rosh Chodesh, it's the whole month is a Rosh Chodesh month. The whole essence of Rosh Chodesh is a celebration of Adam Lachavero. That's why Ephraim and Menashe. Ephraim represents Adam Lamakom, Menashe, Adam Lachavero. And Rosh Chodesh is the transition, or is the point in time where we bridge together Adam Lachaveroi and Adam Lamokon. It's the time when we connect the Dvash with Hayom Hazeh Shem Elokecha. It's where we put together these two concepts. Because these are just throw a couple of ideas about Rosh Chodesh Cheshvan. We should have a good Chodesh, and Mitzvah I'll see you all tomorrow.